In Israel, opposition to the war in Gaza is growing. In recent weeks, thousands of reservists from all branches of the military have signed letters demanding that Israel stop fighting and concentrate instead on reaching a deal to bring back the remaining hostages being held by Hamas. The government of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that only by keeping up military pressure can the hostages be brought home. Our diplomatic correspondent Paul Adams has met some of those involved in the latest protests.
The war grinds on. It's been weeks since Israel broke the ceasefire, sending troops back into combat. 18 months ago, few Israelis doubted the war's logic. Now, more and more are saying it's gone on long enough.
Israel is going to a very bad place.
Danny Yatom is a former head of Israel's spy agency, Mossad.
We understand since a long time that what bothers mainly Netanyahu is his own interests. And in the list of priorities, his interests and the interest of having the government stable are the first ones and not the hostages.
Some people will say inevitably, oh, they're just the usual suspects. They never liked Netanyahu. They were trying to get rid of him before the war. That you are politically motivated.
I signed my name, not because of any political reason, but because of a national reason. I am highly concerned that my country is going to lose its way.
Israel relies heavily on reservists to fight its wars. Hundreds of thousands answering the call after October the 7th, eager to serve. But now more and more are refusing and signing public letters of protest, like Yoav, who served in Gaza last summer. It's not his real name. He's asked us to protect his identity, and his words are read by a BBC producer.
I had the feeling that I needed to go to help my brothers and sisters. I had the feeling that what we were doing there was maybe more of the same, but it wasn't so cynical. I believed that I was doing something good, complicated, but good. But now, I don't see it in the same way anymore.
In Tel Aviv, a familiar weekly spectacle. Streets regularly shut down by those who oppose the war.
So it's Saturday night in Tel Aviv when anti-war protesters take over the streets and briefly bring traffic to a standstill. These people with their flags, their bullhorns and their placards have long accused the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of prolonging the war to pander to his far-right cabinet colleagues, without whose support his political career would probably end. There's a lady here carrying a poster which says the Netanyahu government is using the hostages as a human shield. Doron Meinrath is here, handing out stickers urging reservists to refuse if asked to go back to Gaza. He's a former colonel in the armored corps, troubled by Israel's conduct in Gaza from the beginning, but especially since the ceasefire collapsed in March.
The second time that they begin the war after the ceasefire, I think most of the people understand that this is totally political. Okay, it's for bringing Ben-Gvir back to the government, to prevent any chance to election. And also they understand that all the kidnapped are going to die because of it.
Benjamin Netanyahu seems undaunted, speaking of his determination to defeat Hamas during a visit to troops in Gaza last month. Military pressure, he says, the best way to bring the hostages home. But with letters of protest accumulating and reserve attendance dropping week by week, pressure is mounting on the Prime Minister to find another way.
That report from our diplomatic correspondent, Paul Adams.